Thank you. Okay, you've been working very, very hard. You say that you are very,
very tired.
Pooped. And if you are very, very tired, you might say you are all
in.
Okay. Another way that you could say that you're very tired is to say that you are
worn to a nub, worn out.
That worn to a frazzle.
Again. Worn to a frazzle, that's about it. You know when I work. Everybody is, it works hard.
If somebody's been quite well and then all of a sudden they catch something, you might say, last night she
caught a cold, got a cold,
or just any illness, really.
Got sick.
Okay. All right, she's sick now, but she'll be up again by
tomorrow, in a day or two.
Or you might say bye, and you ever say that? We'll get there. Maybe you're going someplace and children
we'll
say,
we'll get there by and by. Yeah.
How long is
that? Sometimes it seems that way. Be on a trip.
Okay. You said caught a cold. If you caught a cold and it affected your voice, you would say, I can't talk real well because I'm
hoarse. I have laryngitis.
Alright, and if you're making that little noise all the time, you'd say, I've got a
hacking cough.
Okay. Oh, I better go to bed because I'm feeling a little bit
sleepy.
Right, and it's 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'll have to
get up.
Okay. And if it's time for somebody to get up and they're still asleep, you might say, you better go
wake up. Whoever it is.
Okay. If somebody's supposed to take some medicine and they haven't, you might say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Okay, and they might say, well, I
took my medicine and I will take my medicine today and I will take it tomorrow.
Okay, somebody who can't hear anything, you say that they are
deaf.
Okay. If somebody began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he what? A lot in the sun.
He sweats a lot.
Okay, or he
sweated.
All right. A kind of sore that you get as well.